Welcome to History Unpacked. If you enjoy the content, then please subscribe or leave a comment. We appreciate it and we welcome any feedback. We hope you enjoy today's episode. The Great Pyramid of Giza needs no introduction. Most people will be aware of one of the most iconic monuments of ancient Egypt, standing as a testament to the architectural and engineering prowess of the ancient world. Built over 4,500 years ago, it continues to captivate historians and archaeologists alike. This colossal structure, originally standing at 481 feet, was the tallest man-made structure in the world for more than 3,800 years, making it one of the most significant achievements of human civilization. It also is the last remaining of the ancient wonders of the world. Over the decades, it has been mired in both conspiracy and misinformation. In today's episode, we will try to clarify some of those misconceptions and talk about the origins and the legacy this incredible structure has left. The Great Pyramid was constructed during the 4th dynasty of the Old Kingdom, around 2580 to 2560 BCE, as a tomb for Pharaoh Khufu. His reign marked a period of great prosperity and monumental construction. The Egyptian tradition at the time was to aim for the sensational, bigger, better, and more awe-inspiring than the other nobles. The construction of the pyramid remains a subject of debate amongst historians, but the most widely accepted theory is that it was built using a combination of skilled labor, advanced planning, and simple tools. The workforce likely consisted of a mix of skilled artisans and seasonal laborers who were conscripted from across Egypt. There is no evidence that slaves were used in the construction of this structure. In fact, the opposite. Discoveries in the late 20th century revealed burials of the workers that showed they were in fact paid and not owned. Excavation of workers' villages near the pyramid revealed evidence of organized labor, with workers being housed, fed, and given medical treatment. This supports the idea that the pyramid's construction was a national project that united the Egyptian people under a common cause and provided employment during the annual Nile flooding, when agricultural work was limited. The building materials, primarily limestone, were quarried locally, while higher quality Tura limestone was transported from across the Nile to create the pyramid's outer casing. The pyramid's construction involved creating a precise foundation, erecting massive stone blocks, and using internal ramps or an external spiral ramp system to elevate the stones. Over 2.3 million limestone blocks, each weighing an average of 2.5 tons, were used in its construction. The pyramid's accuracy is astonishing, with its sides aligned almost perfectly with the cardinal points and its base forming an almost perfect square. The Great Pyramid is the largest and most well-preserved of the pyramids at Giza. It originally had a smooth outer casing made of polished limestone that would have made it gleam in the sunlight. But over time, much of this outer layer was removed and repurposed for other construction projects. Internally, the pyramid contains a series of passageways and chambers, including the King's Chamber, the Queen's Chamber, and the Grand Gallery. The King's Chamber, situated near the heart of the pyramid, houses an empty red granite sarcophagus, which likely once contained Khufu's remains. The Queen's Chamber's function remains unclear, though some theories suggest it may have served as a ritualistic purpose. The design and orientation of the Great Pyramid have led to numerous theories regarding its astronomical and geometric significance. Many researchers believe it was aligned to the stars, particularly the constellation Orion, which was associated with Osiris, the god of the afterlife. Others have speculated that the pyramid's dimensions encode mathematical constants such as pi and the golden ratio. Many people ask, how is it that these ancient people could construct something so massive with such accuracy? And really, there's no definite answer, being so far back in history. But We do know that the ancient Egyptians were incredibly skilled in construction and used advanced geometry in their calculations. Each site was obviously chosen carefully, and there were certainly the instruments around at the time that could measure with incredible accuracy. Tools like the gnomon and the seked were used to calculate angles and undoubtedly would have been used at the site. Ramps, levers, and sleds would also have been used to transport the materials. The pyramid itself was built in layers, and this allowed for refinements to be made as each section was assembled. For centuries, the Great Pyramid remained one of the most significant monuments in the world. The ancient Greeks, including the historian Herodotus, marveled at its construction and attempted to record its history. During the medieval period, the pyramid was partially dismantled, with its limestone casing repurposed for buildings in Cairo. In the modern era, the pyramid has continued to intrigue scholars, leading to extensive archaeological investigations. Explorations using advanced technology, such as ground-penetrating radar and cosmic ray muon scans, have revealed previously unknown voids and chambers within the structure, suggesting that there is still much to learn about its exterior and interior. The Great Pyramid remains one of the most famous and visited monuments in the world. It is the last surviving wonder of the seven wonders of the ancient world, and it has inspired countless myths, legends, and conspiracy theories. Some alternative theories propose that it was built by an advanced lost civilization or even extraterrestrials, although these ideas, of course, lack scholarly support. Today, the pyramid stands as a symbol of ancient Egypt's grandeur and its ingenuity. It attracts millions of visitors annually, and its mysteries continue to fuel research and exploration. The Great Pyramid of Giza, with its immense scale and historical significance, remains a true marvel of human achievement, standing as a testament to the ambition and the skill of the ancient Egyptians.